This is Ted Kennedy. Pentagon blank check days are over. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of President Bush's first budget tests is what reductions, if any, he'll propose in the Reagan military buildup. The trillion-dollar, eight-year Pentagon spending spree is over. Reaganomics left town with Reagan, and everyone but Al Simpson and the right wing knows it. One expert compares the problem to a contractor on a 100-story building who suddenly discovers he can only afford 65 floors. Congress and the administration are going back to the drawing board to produce a full-service 65-story building, not the hollow shell of a taller skyscraper, and we'll get a leaner, better defense in the bargain. Even President Reagan may have seen the handwriting on the Pentagon wall. He put $6 or $7 billion in the Pentagon budget that he may well have expected to be cut. Is that your view too, Al, or do you still have your eye on that 100-story skyscraper?
I'll go for 70 stories. In the world according to Garp, I mean Kennedy, there are only two stereotypes of senators, the ones who care about the poor and the ones who coddle defense. Count me in both groups, Ted, among those who always backed responsible and measured growth in the defense budget. I support a strong defense, but that puts me right there in the mainstream of the American Congress and right in tune with a lot of American people. Over the past 20 years, both the Soviet Union and the United States heavily increased defense spending, but the Soviets jacked theirs up twice as much as the United States. In fact, the U.S. defense budget has gone from 7.2% of the GNP in 1965 to 6% in 1985. Providing for the nation's defense isn't some easy black-and-white issue, Ted. It's bringing us peace, and we have an INF treaty. You shouldn't be so simplistic when you talk it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on fighting pork barrel spending. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.